Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Friday, November 27th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news on November 26th at 7:57 p.m., the Hardy County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call in regards to a suspected burglary at 1015 Vandola Road in Wauchula. Deputies arrived on scene within 7 minutes and observed that the residence appeared to have been ransacked. An individual emerged out of a barn-type structure beside the home and held what appeared to be a shotgun in his left hand and a pistol in his right. When instructed to drop the weapons, he opened fire on the deputies, who returned fire, striking him. No deputies were harmed, and they provided medical attention to the individual until EMS arrived. The individual was airlifted to Tampa General Hospital, where he is reported to be in stable condition. Per protocol, the state attorney's office was notified, as well as the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, who will be investigating the shooting. All deputies involved are being placed on administrative leave until the investigation has concluded. Your local events in Hardy County. The Hardy Help Center is putting on an Eat Healthy, Be Active holiday class on December 2nd and 3rd at 10 a.m. at the Historic City Hall, 225 East Main Street in Wauchula. It is a free one-hour workshop designed to help people make better nutritional and physical activity choices based on the dietary guidelines and the physical activity guidelines for Americans. Michelle Maldonado from UF/IFAS Extension Office will be teaching the classes. Attendees will receive a holiday bag, including a turkey or ham, one per household. You may register by calling Lori at 863-773-0034. Once again, you can register for this class by calling Lori at 863-773-0034. The Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is on Saturday, December 5th at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue with a sensory-friendly viewing area available at the last block. They will also host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m., located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID-19 restrictions. More information on these events and reservations are available at hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County. Kemper Sports Incorporated has many available jobs at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green, such as a steward, reservations agent, security agent, and more. You can find out where you can apply to these jobs in just a moment. ACASA Senior Care in Ona is looking for a caregiver and personal assistant. 1 year of caregiving experience is preferred. And Lowe's and Sebring is looking for a flooring sales specialist, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of experience in customer-facing sales are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this on your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather report for November 27th, 79 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 86. Mostly sunny with no chance of rain. Air quality excellent. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds east-southeast at 5 miles an hour. Wind gusts 6 miles an hour. The humidity is humid 62%. Dew point 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover 15%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 9:12 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy this morning, then clearing, areas of fog early this morning, highs in the lower 80s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 60s, east winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Saturday, patchy fog early in the morning, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid 60s, north winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Americans will eat about 16 pounds of turkey per person this year, an average the USDA says has remained fairly stable in recent years. California ranks 8th in the nation in turkey production, with most being fresh. The USDA says wholesale prices for frozen birds have risen this year, though retailers often offer special prices on turkeys for the holidays. With more Americans at home during the coronavirus pandemic, 2020 has been a banner year for butter, following a large uptick in home baking and cooking. The USDA reports butter production is up 6% over the first 9 months of 2020 and on track to top 2 billion pounds for the first time since 1943. DairyHerd.com reports while butter use has grown over the past four decades, it gained momentum in the early 2000s and finally outsold margarine in 2005. The Biden transition team is hinting at new policies that impact agriculture, including an emphasis on climate change. According to the Washington Post, a Biden administration wants to embed action on climate change across the breadth of the federal government, from the departments of agriculture to treasury to state, expanding it beyond environmental agencies. AgWeb.com reports one idea is to establish a so-called carbon bank under USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation, possibly paying farmers and foresters to store carbon in their soils.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Can agriculture help struggling military veterans? John Jackson thinks so. He's a retired Army Airborne Ranger who served six combat tours. He now helps other veterans suffering from acute crisis by inviting them to spend time at Comfort Farms in Milledgeville, Georgia.
We grow amazing pork. We have rabbits. We have chickens and ducks. And I partner with dairy farms out in Eatonton to provide our beef. And we specialize in all heirloom and heritage products. And so we engage with our communities to buy wholesome food. And our veterans come in and they help with that process while they're here. And it's a really beautiful thing, both a symbiotic relationship between vets helping the community and the community helping the vets.
That symbiotic relationship provides high quality local food and a place for veterans to go when they need it most.
Most programs are designed for chronic situations that are at total failure. But how do you stop your veterans from committing suicide? How do you stop your veterans from being homeless and being displaced? And that's what Comfort Farms offers as well. So we have a lot of veterans who come here and become part of the Comfort Farms community as an active place to work their issues out without falling into deep despair.
Support Comfort Farms at www.stagvetsinc.org.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Global shares are subdued as trading activity is reduced as U.S. markets remain closed for this Thanksgiving holiday. Benchmarks in Europe ended the day with small losses after Asia largely closed higher. Japan's Nikkei 225 finished at its highest level in nearly three decades. Since that nation's bubble economy collapsed, U.S. markets will be closed today, of course, and open for half a day on Friday. The recent upbeat mood has been set off by news of the development of coronavirus vaccines and treatments. But mixed economic data has also driven home the fact that the economic damage of the pandemic will take time to heal. This week, the number of Americans seeking unemployment aid rose for a second straight week to 778,000. Evidence that many employers are still slashing jobs. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Baltimore-Pittsburgh Thanksgiving night game has been pushed back to Sunday afternoon due to coronavirus issues with Baltimore Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
We've had a plan in place, and we've already started, had virtual meetings already today with the guys, so we're rolling. We plan to have a great week of preparation, and we plan to be ready to play the game on Sunday.
Steelers lose their mini bye week with a Thanksgiving game being moved to Sunday, causing an angry reaction from Steeler players. Wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster tweeted, "The NFL takes away our bye week because another team can't get their COVID situation together." The two Thanksgiving Day games will see Houston at Detroit and Washington at Dallas. The teams are a combined 14 games under 500. Alabama coach Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19 and will miss the Crimson Tide's game with number 22 Auburn Saturday. Number 7 Cincinnati's game at Temple and number 11 Oklahoma's game at West Virginia also called off. This is SRN Sports. Top 25 hoops opened last night with number 3 Villanova rallying from 9 down to beat Boston College 76-67. It was 4th-ranked Virginia, 89, Towson, 54, number 5, Iowa, 97, North Carolina Central, 67, number 7, Wisconsin, 77, Eastern Illinois, 67, 8th-ranked Illinois, crushed North Carolina A&T, 122-60, it was 10th-ranked Kentucky, 81, Morehead State, 45, nationally ranked and picked to win the Pac-12 Conference, number 22, UCLA, looked average at best in their season opener, falling to San Diego State, 73-58, Bruins head coach Mick Cronin.
Our physical effort was bad. And our mental effort was maybe worse, if that's possible.
Argentine legend Diego Maradona died Wednesday at the age of 60 at his home in the outskirts of Buenos Aires following a heart attack. Maradona was among the best players in history and led his country to the 1986 World Cup title. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, the best way to teach your kids about taxes is, well, by eating 30% of their ice cream. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.